Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the superpower of walking away after being dumped. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips. For more details, please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing the superpower of walking away after being dumped. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need to walk away. But why do this? That sounds crazy. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points. Why walking away after being dumped is your superpower when trying to get your ex back. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is empowers self-worth. Walking away demonstrates a strong sense of self-respect and self-worth. It sends a message that you value yourself too much to chase someone who has decided to leave. This act of self-care and dignity can increase your attractiveness in the eyes of your ex, as confidence and self-assurance are highly attractive traits. Now, when we're talking about attractiveness, it's really important we understand what it is exactly we're trying to do in the position of a dumpee who wants to get their ex back. When you've been dumped, the level of romantic emotional attraction that your ex-dumper feels for you is sadly very, very low. That's the reality. Because if they didn't feel a low level of attraction towards you, they wouldn't have dumped you. So this is very, very low. And we need to raise that bar to the necessary high point for them to reconsider their decision. So once we understand what it is we need to do, we then need to come to terms with what we can do to make that happen. Now, sometimes people might concentrate on their physical appearance and think, I didn't take care of myself in a physical sense. I need to make myself look more healthy, more physically attractive. And yes, that's absolutely great. We need to be attacking this situation on all fronts, but it's not just all about physical attractiveness. This is also about mentality. This is also about the things that you can't physically see. And therefore, when we talk about self-care in this respect, we're not necessarily concentrating on the physicality, although as I've just said, that is also very important. We're talking about dignity. We're talking about self-respect, self-worth, self-confidence, self-esteem. These types of behaviours, this type of aura that we give off to the world is very attractive, or unfortunately, very unattractive, depending on how we come across. So when we're talking about why walking away is a superpower that we can really emphasize and use to our advantage when trying to get an ex back, point number one is about it empowers self-worth. Anybody who feels your aura will understand the self-worth and the way you carry yourself. And if you walk away from your ex at this time, you are showcasing self-worth. Because the opposite of that is to chase. The opposite of everything I've just said is to harass your ex, whether or not you think you're actually harassing them, whether or not you just think you're trying to persuade them to come back to you, I'm afraid it becomes harassment. You're becoming annoying. You're becoming somebody who is irritating to others, i.e. your ex. But most importantly, right now in this consideration, you're showcasing a lack of self-worth. You're showcasing yourself as needy. You're showcasing yourself as desperate. You're probably thinking, well, I am. Yeah, that is exactly what I am. I believe that without my ex, I can't live a fulfilling life. Well, I'm here to say that you need to change that mindset, because not only is it false, but it's not going to get your ex back. Your ex doesn't want to be with somebody who has such low self-esteem. They don't want to be with somebody who has so little confidence. They don't want to be with somebody who feels incomplete without them. Now, I appreciate that is a paradox. I appreciate that what I'm trying to say here doesn't make a lot of sense to you, the brokenhearted. But you have to go with me here. Because honestly, if you are chasing somebody to excess, they are not going to see you in a light as a dateable option. Now, you might believe that you coming towards them in every possible way is going to encourage them to want to be in a relationship with you. It's going to show them how much you love them. But guess what? They already know that. You don't need to convince them of that. They already know that. What they want to see is an attractive individual. And being attractive, as I said, it's not just about the physical. It's also about the mental state that you showcase to the world. And being desperate is not attractive. Being needy is not attractive. What is attractive is showcasing confidence, self-assurance, making sure you're somebody who can live their life to the full and can enjoy a fulfilling, fantastic existence without somebody else. Because if you remove that interest, if you show that you'll be absolutely fine without them, that is what is going to make them crave you. Not the fact that you need them to exist, but the fact that you don't need them to be great. If you don't need them, that is exactly when they will start to feel that they might actually need you. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is create space for reflection. By stepping back, both parties gain the necessary space to reflect on the relationship and their feelings. This distance can lead to a greater appreciation of what was lost and potentially spark a desire in your ex to reconsider their decision, realizing the value of what they had. Now, somewhat connecting to point number one, this is where we're trying to present the scenario of where you are no longer in their life. And that is the moment that they can start to really consider what they've lost. Somebody can only miss you if you're not in their life. They can't miss you if you're hanging around. They can't miss you if you're calling them. They can't miss you if you're texting them. They can't miss you if you're knocking on their door, waiting outside where they work, or doing anything other than walking away. They need to miss you. They need to feel what it's like for you not to be in their life. Don't be their safety net. Don't be there for them. They've lost gold membership. They no longer have gold membership of the support that you provide, because that only comes with a romantic relationship. And unless they want to subscribe to that romantic relationship, then they don't get the benefits. If you step back, if you walk away, if you live your life for you and not for them, then this will create the space for them to consider what life is like without you. And there is a greater chance of them missing you if you behave in a way where you act like you don't need them. If you act like you do need them, they can't miss you because you're always there. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. It's a saying for a reason, because more often than not, it generates a situation where somebody can really consider and reflect on the scenario. Now, if you want your ex back, you need them to get to the crossroads where they consider and reconsider their scenario, their situation, every decision that they have made. And they can't get to that crossroads unless you leave them to walk to it themselves. You can't lead them to the crossroads. They get to the crossroads by walking to that point when they are alone. Now, if they are never alone, they will never get to the crossroads. They will never have the choice to look left or look right, to move forward the way they are, or to go back to hopefully a stronger relationship with yourself. So step back, create space, allow your ex to miss you, and you will get to the point sooner where they will make that decision. Now, I can't guarantee that that decision will be wanting to reconnect with you, because there is no 100% guaranteed way to get an ex back. Nothing works 100% of the time, and nothing fails 100% of the time. But what I can say is that by behaving in a way where you walk away from your dumper, you create the space to A, bring them to the crossroads sooner, and B, increase the chance of them actually wanting to reconsider their choice. Now, even if they do this, even if they get to that crossroads, even if they decide they want to reconnect with you, it doesn't mean you have to accept. I'm a big believer that you as a dumpee need to discover the world ahead of you before you even consider reconnecting with your ex. If your ex wants to get back with you, then that's great, because what we want in life is a choice. We want options, but it doesn't mean you should jump straight back in if you haven't yourself considered the world around you. The fact that your relationship broke down suggests that things sadly weren't quite right. And even though at the moment you feel like you desperately want your ex, that is mainly because you were dumped. And rejection breeds obsession. But if you can take a step back, if you can walk away and not only give them the space, but give you the space to consider the position and think, actually, my dumper didn't treat me that well. My dumper wasn't that perfect. And maybe I can find somebody even better, because I believe that you can. I believe you can and will find somebody even better than your ex. And therefore, you will have that choice of if and when your ex reaches out to you, whether you want to go back with them and build a new relationship on stronger foundations, or whether you want to go out into the world and find that better person that I believe is out there for you. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.datemetips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number 3 and the final point of today's podcast, about the superpower of walking away after being dumped. And point number 3 is shifts the power dynamic. Walking away shifts the power dynamic in your favor by not allowing the breakup to be entirely on their terms. This move can pique their curiosity and lead them to question their decision, as people often want what they feel they can't have. Demonstrating that you can lead a fulfilling life without them may encourage them to seek reconciliation. So as I said in point number 2, you want your ex-dumper to get to the crossroads. And the crossroads is something that every dumper will approach. Every dumper will at some stage get to the crossroads where they think, did I make the right choice or didn't I make the right choice? The only difference is the time frame it takes for the dumper to get there. Maybe it's a number of weeks, although that's very unlikely. More likely than not, it's going to be 6 or so months. And sometimes it's many, many years. Either way, your ex will get to the crossroads. They will get there. But whether or not they decide to move towards you when they're at that point will be dictated by the relationship that you previously had, the breakup and how it went, and more importantly, in most instances, the aftermath regarding how you, the dumpee, behaved. All of this combined will make their decision for them. And as I said, even when they make their decision, if their decision is to want to reconnect with you, it certainly doesn't mean that you've got to go with that. However, when we consider how we can bring them to the crossroads, walking away shifts the power dynamic. And the power dynamic is really, really important. Because if you want to have a successful, long-term, loving relationship, that power dynamic, generally speaking, needs to be somewhat even. We need the scales of value to be balanced out pretty closely, pretty fairly between you both. If there is a huge power differential, most of the time, this is going to cause problems in a relationship. Now, occasionally, that can work. However, most of the time, we need to see the scales of value somewhat similar in how they align. And that is why walking away can help you by shifting the power, shifting the scales of value, moving the situation from your ex having all the power to a more balanced position. When you were dumped, whether we like to admit it or not, look at it or not, acknowledge it or not, your ex is a powerful person. They ended the relationship. That meant that they made a choice, which they got. They made a decision and the decision was actioned. Your decision at that time was not to break up. Your decision was, I don't want this to end. However, it was not listened to. It was not activated. And therefore, they become a powerful person in this dynamic. And sadly, you didn't have the power because your wants, your desires, your needs were not met. You were dumped. You didn't get a choice. By walking away, you shift the power dynamic by taking back some control. Because in every other element of a breakup, sadly, you don't have the control. You don't have the power. You don't have the choice. But what you can do is take control of what you can, because we can only control the controllables. By taking the control, by showcasing the fact that you don't need them, your expert dumper will feel that curiosity, wonder, and maybe even missing you much sooner than they would if you didn't. Now don't get me wrong, it's much harder to walk away than it is saying it. I'm saying it very easily. You doing it is much tougher, but it doesn't mean you can't do it. I absolutely believe that all of us have within us the ability to walk away, to believe that there is a happier future without our ex than with them. And that's the key here. When you walk away, you've got to believe it. Yes, at first, you might be faking it till you make it, but it gets to the stage where you need to genuinely believe your happiness is elsewhere. Because whilst you still genuinely believe that your ex is the only person for you, you will never be open to meeting somebody new, and you will always be liable to make errors of judgments and mistakes. And if you do that, that is when your ex the dumper will unfortunately be less likely to want to reconnect with you. That's why a lot of people say, my ex finally came back to me when I actually met somebody else. Now, it's not due to any type of mystical situation. It's due instead to time passing between you from the breakup to the point of where your ex reaches out, and the fact that you are in a state of mind where you're living your life to the full, behaving in an attractive way, and mixing with new people. When these things combine, you are less likely to make mistakes. Your ex is more likely to miss you, and that is why it's when you move forward with your life, you increase the chance of finding somebody even better than your ex, but also increase the chance of one day getting your ex back. So let's implement the superpower. Let's use it right now and start walking away. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.